And so, God, as we sing this song, we just pray that for anyone in the room who would become like Isaiah and begin to see how undone they are, may you anoint their lips with coal. May you remind us that in our fear, in living a life where we reverence you, where we revere your name and your personhood, that you would empower us to be holy. Your word tells us, for we ought to be holy, for you are holy. And as we sing about your holiness tonight, Holy Spirit, give us the strength to be a holy people, called out and separated for your name and for your glory and for your mandate here on this side of eternity. Blessed Trinity. Who spoke it all into existence? For all eternity, he is the author of creation. His glory fills the lands and sea. Holy, 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 all is for
Savior, hell and the grave cannot contend.
of Kings will come again.
Holy, holy,
holy, holy,
worthy is the Lamb. Oh, you are holy. Holy.
Come on, sing it out, sing it out, sing it out.
Are you Lord God?
Just begin to prepare your hearts through repentance before we go into the communion.
Sing my soul, sing God and bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this day of celebration, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we come before you today, not only to celebrate that you have come to die on the cross on what we know as Good Friday. But that death had purpose. Your death, in your death, you took upon us, on yourself, our sins, the sin of those who would choose you as Lord and Savior. You took the sin upon yourself, Lord God, when you went to the cross, when you were obedient to your purpose, when you were obedient to the destiny, Lord, you took that sin upon the cross and you died in our place, in our stead, so that all of the sins that we have committed from the past, even the things that we wish we could go back and change, all of that, you have taken that upon yourself on the cross, Lord. And you said, it is finished. It is finished. You took it all, God, and you nailed it to the cross with yourself. And when you died, God, and you went into death, you entered, you crossed over into death, Lord. And there you did something that we could not do. No man before you, during your time, or after you could ever do what you did. In hell, you redeemed us, our soul, from that pit. And you resurrected into the heavenlies. That's why today is called Resurrection Sunday. And when you went into the heavenly, you were a picture of the firstborn of all of those who would come to know you, in that we die to the sin nature and we resurrect into eternal life, into full communion with God. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you that your act of obedience brought all of us in through what you did, that we no longer have to do that. We no longer have to live in that life of sin. We no longer have to dread death or be fearful of the future. But then why do we even repent? If you've already paid for it, we repent because we're acknowledging that we are sinners. We are sinners. We are repenting because we understand that even though we've received the free gift of salvation, when we do wrong, we can acknowledge, I've done something wrong. Not to be condemned, because we are no longer condemned. We are no longer condemned. We are just convicted that we did something wrong. And so it's with our conviction that we open our mouth and we say, Lord, forgive us. It's not condemnation. It is with conviction that we say, Lord, forgive us for the things that we have thought about ourselves, about others, and about you, Lord, that are not true, that are unholy, that are impure, it's unclean, and it's defiled. Forgive us for those thoughts that we know, according to your word, is not from you. Forgive us, Lord, for the things that we have held in our hearts towards others, things that we haven't forgiven from generations ago, decades ago, that we're still carrying. Lord, I pray that we can release that all to you right now. Forgive us, Lord, for the things that we have said out of our mouth that tore down other people, that we said to make ourselves look better than others, Lord. The things that we said that were untrue, the things that we should have said that we didn't say, Lord, because we were afraid. Forgive us for not standing up for righteousness in the moments when we should have. Forgive us, Lord, for not speaking up, and forgive us for saying things we should never have said, even if it was true. Lord, forgive us for being prideful in always wanting to be right. Forgive us that we can't even say we're sorry anymore. Forgive us for that. And we take your humility unto us, God. Forgive us for the places we have been that you have told us no longer to go there, but we went there mentally, or even where our feet took us there, our vehicles, our cars took us there, or somebody picked us up and brought us there. Forgive us, Lord, for that. For the things that we have touched, we have been a part of, we have actively participated in, that's not you. And we knew it. Forgive us, Lord, for those sins. Forgive us for the things that we have looked at with our eyes. And we received that into our soul and we knew it wasn't right to look at it. Forgive us for listening to things that we know they're not right. Forgive us for listening to things that are speaking judgment and condemnation on others, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for where we have given ourselves over into sin, even though we know what is right and what is wrong. Forgive us when we try to justify our behaviors and our actions so we don't have to feel the guilt of the sin. Even forgive us for that. And allow us to always call the sin. Not what society says that is sin, but what you say is a sin. For you created them male and female. Because marriage is the only context in which we should ever be having sexual relationship with anyone. Thank you, Lord. God, we just ask you to forgive us for our selfish ambition and our motives that are not right sometimes, Lord. Forgive us for that. I just ask now, Lord, that you would wash us clean, that we are preparing our hearts to receive you, your communion, because you said that we should never receive the communion when we haven't repented, because this is how we will cause sickness and disease upon our own selves. Because we're basically saying you're a liar by not repenting for our sins and then still trying to receive you and the blessing of communion. So, Lord, that's why we repent. Before we take communion, it's an acknowledgement of our wrongdoing, of our conviction of the things we've done wrong. And it's so that we can come to you in such a way where we are receiving your body and your blood. So, Lord, now we ask you to wash us with your blood and wash us clean. We ask you, Lord, to impart upon us what your broken body signifies. Healing. Restoration of all things. Restoration of all things. We take your body now and we eat this communion for the restoration of all things. For the bringing back together of the things that are missing in our lives, Lord God, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, relationally, whatever is broken physically. We call for the restoration of all of this, Lord God. Because you died to impart these things to us. You died to impart this to us, Lord God. Salvation was your premier thing, but there's so much more that came with your death, burial, and your resurrection. And you can restore all the dead things. You have resurrection power that you have given for the restoration of all the dead things, that things that the enemy has stolen, distorted, hidden, sealed away, delayed. You can restore all of that. And so, Lord, we thank you that today we get to claim those things again. We get to receive the impartation of those things that you're giving us. And so we take the body now for the restoration of these things. And your blood that was shed to wash us clean, to wash us clean, to purify us, our thoughts, to cover us when we need to be covered. You are covering us under your blood. It is protection, which we so need in this hour, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. And as we take this cup now and drink it, whatever you have imparted to us, we receive through your blood, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that all the things we cannot do, you have done and will continue to do for us. You know, I had one thing planned to pray when I came on today as the impartation, but as I started and I put on the armor of God, the Lord, of course, in true God style, redirected my gaze to what he wants me to pray. So I'm going to pray what he has told me to pray over you as the impartation for today, Resurrection Sunday. So as I was putting on my armor, I saw the Lord breathe out. When I got to the last piece of my armor, I saw the Lord breathe out around me and on me fire, so that I was clothed in a mantle of fire. And then I saw him in heaven breathe down on the earth fire. And I knew right then that this fire was the zeal of the Lord. Now you may say, well, what is the zeal of the Lord? This is a supernatural ability to do something that you cannot do on your own. The zeal of the Lord, and when he blows it on you, you have the ability to do things that you cannot do. It's a supernatural capability by fire. So it's interesting because even in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14 to 19, it says you have to be zealous, therefore, and repent. So you even need zeal to repent. It's something you know you need to do, and you might not be able to do it. And so even the zeal of the Lord will bring you to repentance. Praise the Lord, because we understand that repentance is not just saying, I'm sorry. No, repentance is saying, I'm turning from this thing and never will I go in that direction again. So the zeal of the Lord will bring true repentance. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17, it says, and he put on righteousness as a breastplate. Do you remember I was telling you that I was putting on my armor when I saw him do this? Well, I'm going to show you in the scripture, because I was putting on my armor according to Ephesians 6. And what he did was he transported me into an Isaiah 59, 17 moment. It says, and he put on righteousness like a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle. So when he breathed on me and it was fire that came out of his mouth and surrounded me like a mantle, he took the Ephesians 6 and turned it into Isaiah 59:17. And I am saying that right now he has breathed that zeal upon you, and you need to decide if you want to receive it or not. And all you have to say is, I receive it, God. I receive the zeal of the Lord to do the impossible. Right? Even in Isaiah chapter 9, 6, 2, 7, it says that it is the zeal of the Lord that will accomplish the impossible. Accomplish the impossible task. The impossible task, the thing that you don't know how to do, can't do, would like to do, don't know how to do. It is the zeal of the Lord upon you that will accomplish that thing. So today he is imparting on you his zeal, should you choose to receive that. And I pray that now the zeal of the Lord will come over and enter into the body of Christ and over the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray the zeal of the Lord over our community, for all the people who need that extra unction right now, to do the impossible things that we're going to be called on to do in this season, that God's zeal would be upon everyone who needs it. The single mom to raise their kids, the single dad to raise their kids, the marriages that need the zeal of the Lord to stay together. The zeal of the Lord to push against the things that are not of the Lord and say no, and to stand for righteousness. I pray the zeal of the Lord over our government, for boldness for the men and the women of God to be zealous for the things of God and to speak up in Jesus' name. I pray the zeal of the Lord over this country and this nation, that we will rise up in the strength of God and in the zeal of God to do the things of God in this land, and not cower down or back down or be afraid, but to be strengthened and empowered to do the supernatural thing, the impossible thing, that only the zeal of the Lord can accomplish it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Our God and Father, our great Redeemer and Deliverer, I pray for my country, South Africa, and our government, and I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to have mercy on them and visit them with your fire, with zeal for you, Father, with holiness, righteousness, and justice. Lord, I pray that you deliver them from evil, corruption, and fear, Father, in the way that they are treating your children, and especially the poor, the widows, and the orphans. Lord, I pray that you come upon them with your resurrection power and deliver them, Lord. I pray you give them courage and strength to do what is right. Father, you never intended for us to have a king or a president or anyone other than you to rule over us. Father, we repent, and I thank you, Father, that you turn every evil against us to work for us and for your good and our good, because we love you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of the fear of the Lord in South Africa and our government, Lord. Raise up the Davids, Father. Godly men who reverentially fear and worship you, Lord. Women and men to reign over us so we can rejoice. Give them godly wisdom, Father, and strategies. And I pray, Lord, that your plans and purposes for South Africa and the world become their plans and purposes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, as Saul went ahead and did what he wanted and did not wait on you, Lord, or on Samuel, I pray they will wait on you, Father. I pray that all of us will wait on you, Lord. Only what you say to do, what you say to say, and where you say to go, do we want to say, do and go, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, for my community, I pray, God of love, sovereign God, I thank you for this Resurrection Sunday and this Easter period where your presence has been so tangible, Lord. Thank you that you graced us with it, Lord. Thank you that my community will see and seek you so you can save them, Lord. Raise us up to be ambassadors for you so by our holy lives they may taste and see that you are good and that you love and have come to save them, Lord. I pray, Father, for a cloud of love and acceptance over my community. Show them their identity in you, Lord. King of glory, commander of the Lord's army, Lord of Sabaoth, I thank you that you have woken up your church. And now that we are awake, Holy Spirit, I pray you lead and guide us into all truth, holiness, righteousness, Father. I pray you give us a marching order so we can be your hands and feet, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you've gathered your church together as a family. I'm very grateful, Lord, to be part of your family. Father, I pray that it will happen in all churches, that they will gather together and be knit together as strong families, Lord. They may know that they have a family who love you and that love them, and they can turn to them, Father, in all circumstances. Lord, I pray that you will baptize all of them and all of us in your love, your grace, and your peace. And I thank you that we will be the epistles that people read, Lord. I pray for repentant hearts, Lord, and I thank you, Father, that revival starts within us. Equip us, Lord. Father, I pray for unity in the body of Christ. Lord, how beautiful it is to see the harmony that comes when the body gets in line with the head, Christ. I thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy shown to us. Father, I pray your will in our lives, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for a church that is totally surrendered to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Abba, Father, great I am. I've come to know you as love. And I've seen it on every page of your Bible, of your word, while Jesus is the word and he is love. Lord, how great it is and how great you are. We adore you, Lord. We love you, Abba. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. Come and have your way in me and all of us, Lord. Let your thoughts become our thoughts, your ways become our ways. Let us love you or love others with your love and see others through your eyes. You are amazing, El Elyon. Thank you that you are where the joy is. Restore to us the joy of our salvation, Lord, because our strength lies in our joy. Lord, I ask for a fresh impartation of hope, joy, and rest in the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, and to uphold it with and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the love that you sent down on this earth to come and redeem us. Thank you so much that we did not have to ask you to do this for us, but because you are a God of love, you sent down your Son Jesus Christ. We know thank the people that walked this earth and have fit in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the body that you have placed over all the earth, your body, which means that your peace is within it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come to know your peace in the midst of all that can be going on around. Because your peace, we cannot even understand it, Lord, but it is there and we can feel it and we can impart it. Therefore, Lord, I know we know what is going on in the church right now. That is the lack of peace that has brought all this confusion. Of your word, which is so pure, and we're trying to make it impure. So I call peace over the church, Lord. The peace that you yourself are, the peace that you, the owner of the church, give to the body. I call this peace back. And I pray, Lord, that this peace shall be in each and every person's heart, so that they shall know that they are a part of the body. That as a part of a body, they cannot work alone, but have to work with everybody else. And how do we do that? It is through being peaceful. So I call upon that peace in everyone's heart, Lord. And I pray that through peace, that people will be able to relate with each other, love each other, Lord, as you have called us to do, and that they'll be able to be patient with each other. And be able to wait on you, Lord, peacefully, without having to think I'm better than that one, or I have to do it this way so I can stand out. No, but peaceably, Lord, I call upon that peace to go down to the core of the whole church, so that, Lord, we'll be able to agree on one thing, that Christ is Lord, Christ is head over the church. And it is through him and for him that church exists. So through peace, Lord, I do pray that this shall come to pass, that we shall see it, that we shall rejoice and be glad and be grateful that we have seen it in our lifetime. Heavenly Father, I call peace in our communities as well, that there shall be no worries, that we shall know that we do not provide for ourselves, but our provider, even when it seems that we are not able to find the things that will survive, let us have peace in our hearts in the knowledge that you, God, our provider, who has always provided for us, will not stop now, but that we will trust in you and rejoice in the midst of lack and just be there to comfort others, Lord, who are unable to receive that peace, that we'll be able to impart, know in our hearts that what we received, the peace we have received, we're able to impart onto others. So, Lord God, I pray that in the community, your children will have that peace in their hearts so that they can share it with people around, so that I can share it with my neighbors. I can share it with those that do not know you, that, Lord, they will be attracted to the peace within me, for they would not be able to understand where it's coming from. Therefore, I'll have an opportunity to speak with them. And Heavenly Father, I pray that this peace in the community will enable us, Lord, to just love each other, to not panic when something is about to go wrong. to not participate in the fear mongering or be caught up in it, Lord, but that we shall just be calm in the knowledge that the Lord God is the God of peace, is the God that brings the things that we need, is the God that protects us, is the God that would be our I thank you, Lord, that you are able to do this because you are not us, Lord. I thank you. Thank you for doing this for my community, for all the communities around the world. And Lord, I pray, oh, peace for all the countries, Lord. All this turmoil that we're going through, Lord, is because in the people's hearts, there isn't enough peace. There isn't, Lord, in their hearts. They've not chosen, Lord. So I do pray, God of peace, that you would speak to these hearts. For some, Lord, give them a soft heart to be able to see you and receive you, the God of peace in their hearts, so that they will live peaceably. So that, Lord, they would not seek to have to harm each other in order to make themselves feel better or to make themselves feel like they are bigger than others. Lord God, I do pray. You being the Lord of everyone, Lord, including those that we see or seem not to be, we cannot even imagine that they could be yours. We know they're yours. You're the one that created them and you love them. Therefore, I pray to you, God, that you would just give them a soft heart to receive you, the God of peace. And then in turn, that peace will permeate into the people that run countries, Lord, that they shall just look at you and see how sovereign God you are. See that you are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. No king on this earth should claim that title, but you are the King of Kings. So, Lord, I pray that this peace will be in the hearts of people running the countries, the corporations, Lord. And each and every person that is connected, that has a say, any influence, Lord, whatever means that they have the influence, let them taste that peace, Lord. The one that we know as your children, let them taste it, Lord, so that they will spend their time instead of destroying, but building wherever they need to build. And for our governments, Lord, we know you've got lots of your children, those that call upon your name within government positions. Oh, Heavenly Father, I do pray that they shall know this peace, that wherever they walk, that peace will be felt by the people around them, that, Lord, when they make decisions and they know the decisions are right, that they will have peace about the decisions that they have made, that, Lord, they'll be able to be bold in the knowledge that you, the Lord God, whom they call their God, is always with them and is guiding them, and that everything that they do, that you are the one empowering them. So, Lord, they shall have no fear. They shall not fear man. They shall not fear repercussions for any decisions, how they vote on policies. They shall have no fear whatsoever. Let them instead have peace, Lord. And whatever comes against them because of the decisions they make, oh, I pray that they will see through them, see through it as just the opposition. And this opposition is not personally against them, but it's against you. And through it all, may they know peace, Lord. May they know peace and may they enjoy it. And may they not feel guilty that they feel peace when they seem not to have to feel peace because everybody around them hasn't got. So I do pray they will receive it and just rejoice that they can have that when it seems like they couldn't, without looking at others and wanting to hide the peace that they have. Lord God, I thank you and praise you. You work so wonderfully. You work so amazingly, Lord. We could not claim to understand how you work, but we know that you can do a good thing like you always have done. We can testify because we've seen it. And I praise you and worship you. I give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Jehovah, you are not slack concerning your promise, but are long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Your long-suffering, Jehovah, is our salvation. We give you glory. You show your long-suffering in our lives as a pattern to those who are going to believe in you for everlasting life. You, O Lord, are full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. We are rich in Christ because of your goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, which leads us all to repentance. You have and continue to make your power known by your endurance and your long-suffering towards us. You are love. Thank you, Jesus. And love suffers long and is kind. And Lord, we praise and exalt and honor you for how in your love you endure long suffering of my country, Canada, and its government. Lord, we ask for mercy on Canada and its government that has rejected and abandoned your truth and calls evil good and good evil. We acknowledge your long suffering of the laws and the policies that deny and trample on your love and your wisdom and sovereignty. We pray your long suffering would lead to repentance of Canada, its government, the community, our church, your body of Christ. Father, we know that the government, Canada, there have been blatant choices that dishonor you and the cross, your atonement. I pray that your long suffering would be evidenced in the hearts of us all and unbelievers, believers, and that we would be able to comprehend your love in it. May you direct our hearts to your patience and love so that everyone would see your glory and desire to repent. I pray that your long suffering would move the church to continual repentance, love, perseverance, and that we would have that zeal to minister to those who are lost and to those who have backslidden. May your long suffering be seen and felt as we abide in your presence, and may gratitude, humility, worship, and honor be on our lips and in our hearts. Father of mercy, we ask that you continue in your long suffering so that souls may turn and make you Lord. May your long suffering usher in truth, justice, righteousness, and mercy. And may you release more and more grace on Canada, its government, our communities, and our church. Lord, we acknowledge the wrong. We acknowledge the pain that you must have. And we know that the suffering is for a purpose. And so, Lord, I just ask, God, that you would help our hearts to receive it and to move us, to compel us to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I pray that you would move the hearts that of those whose hearts are hard or who've rejected you, that they would see and comprehend your long suffering and that it would move them to humble themselves and make you Lord. Increase our faith, Lord. May we endure long with our countries, our communities, our governments, and our church, just as you endure long with us. And may we seek to have your heart and your mind and not the world's. Thank you, Father, for your unwavering patience towards us. We give you praise and we give you glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Father, Lord, we come before you. We thank you for who you are.
you are our Abba Father, and we thank you, God, that you are our all-sufficient God. We thank you, O God, for the fact that even though you are creator and sustainer of this world, that you incline your ear to hear from us, and you seek us out diligently. You are a consuming fire, and you are a jealous God. And Father, you will oppose anything and destroy anything that opposes your holiness. So Lord, we bring our church before you. And Father, you said to Moses that those that come before you must come sanctified. And Lord, we see that when Nadab and Abihu came before you with strange incense, your fire consumed them. And yet, Lord, even though you are a consuming fire, that fire is able to destroy. It's also able to protect. And it's also able, oh God, to bring warmth, knowledge, strength, grace to us. Because by that fire, oh God, you touched each of the disciples as they waited where Jesus told them to wait. And you imparted your Holy Spirit upon them. Your word asks that we do not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Be careful not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God that he made with you. Do not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything the Lord your God has forbidden, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire and a jealous God. You are a jealous God because you love us completely, and you therefore demand the same wholehearted worship in response. We thank you, O God, and we are confident in your mercy and our own zeal that will make us jealous for God's honor and for God's glory. We pray your name, O God, Esh, Okla, and Elkanah. We pray your names, O God, and we ask that you would give us as your church a deeper understanding of your holiness and a greater desire to honor and exalt your name. Father, we have fallen so short with our lackadaisical worship and attitude as we come before you, O God. Even in our mode of dress, O God, we bring this honor before you. Father, you are jealous over us as a husband is jealous over his wife. And, oh Lord, we ask that you would impart within us that desire for holiness, that desire to honor your name. And when you make a covenant, your word says, I am making a covenant with you before all your people. I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Obey what I command you today. I will drive out before you the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land where you are going, and they will be a smear among you. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and cut down their Asherah poles. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Father, how many times we fall short of your commandments. We come into the various lands, and there are many of us, oh God, who have migrated from our countries of birth and come into new lands. And Lord, we have not observed to do the things that you have asked us to do. We ask of your forgiveness, Lord, and we repent before you, Father, knowing that you are a God of mercy. We come before you for the things that we watch. We come before you for the things that we join ourselves to, O God. Not only as individuals, but as communities, and even far worse, O God, as your church. We take on doctrines of devils. We take on people that come into the church that we should be warned against, Lord. And if they were in a worldly pace, Lord, we would not follow them, but we allow them into the church. Father, open the eyes of our leaders. Open the eyes of our elders. Strengthen them, O God, and give them the grace and the fortitude to stand in the face of doctrines of devil. When Paul left, O God, he said to them, beware, beware. Grievous wolves will enter into the church. And yet, Lord, there is this passivity within the church. That even if it's 30% wrong, we still accept it, oh God. And we make excuses, oh God. Father, give us a zeal for your righteousness, for your word, because Lord, you do not make a mistake. You are a God who is faithful, that Jesus could say not one jot, not a stop, not a comma, not an exclamation mark. Nothing, oh God, would be passed away. The earth will, but your word will stand. And Father, as we come before you, O God, and we humble our hearts in repentance, O God, for what our churches do, and we come into repentance, O God, for our nation, O God, because, Father, there is no fear of the Lord. And we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We have joined ourselves to all sorts of evil concupiscence. And we of ourselves see the practices that go on among us, O God, and we accept it because we are afraid to stand up in zeal before your face. And when we do stand in zeal, we are considered fanatics and we are told to be quiet. But Father, as we come before you, and even as was prayed before, fresh unction of your Holy Spirit, that we will go out in the boldness of Peter and Paul and James and John, and that we would not have fear even unto death. Because, Lord, we have become very complacent. And the nations look at us, O God, and they mock your name because of us, O God. And we do not even see how we cause people to call your name in vain. Because we are weak. And we are passive. As a church. As a church community. Never mind within our wider community. We are passive. And we do not desire to be seen as rocking the boat. But Lord, when we rock the boat, we are in good company because Jesus rocked the boat. Jesus called a spade. And he told them to, his Father's house will be called a house of prayer. And what we are concerned about is bums and seats and tithes to pay and we compromise. Just as our nations compromise and do deals behind the backs. And make alliances with countries. And the Lord has said to us, we are not to make alliances. You told your people that when you gave them the land. And Father, for each one of us that have migrated, you have given us the land. And you have told us that if we keep our hands clean, you would feed us in the land. Father, may we be true and sure to stand and to lift our countries before you, our countries of birth and our countries where we have migrated to. For Father, oh God, the leaders are compromising and they are feeding their people as merchandise, oh God, to every wind and doctrine, oh Father, as they feed us into the machinery of evil, oh God. They sell us, oh God. And we need to rise up as your church. We need to rise up as your people. And we need to be jealous for you, Lord. We need to ask that your consuming fire will burn away the dross within our lives, within our communities, within our church, that we would be steadfast for you. Because you have proven that your steadfast love never ceases. And, oh God, you have had to send your people into exile in order for them to understand that we need to to be holy because we serve a holy God, a God of righteousness. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which can cover us, so that we can be seen by you within that cloak of righteousness, and that you will not abhor us, oh God, for the sin that we hold, oh God, the sin that we commit day by day, the little conspiracies that we join, the places, oh God, where as a church, where as a people, that we have compromised our integrity. As we bring our nations and our governments before you, O God, we ask of your forgiveness, and we repent on their behalf. And we ask that you would open your windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us, O God, that would touch leaders and elders and all those who are in high places, O God, that you would depose the spiritual wickedness in high places, and you would elevate your Daniels and your Josephs, O God. You would elevate your Davids, O God. You will elevate your Sauls. You would elevate your people into the places where they can influence all that governs us, oh God. Lord, you are a consuming fire. May your consuming fire not consume us among, if there's but so many righteous, Lord, as Abraham begged, we are begging too, oh God. Peradventure, oh God, you will not destroy our nations, oh God, for the ones that bow their knees before you day by day in prayer. Father, elevate your churches, oh God, and the places where you have to send your fire through to remove the dross and the rust. Father, do it, oh God, so that your people can rise up strong and not be afraid. That we would consider Jesus the author and the finisher of our faith, who saw the joy that was before him. May we see the joy that is set before us for the souls that need to be won, for the leaders that need to change, for the way that they can bring you back into our nations, our schools, our communities, oh God. Have mercy upon us, oh God. May we be jealous. May we be jealous for your holiness and your righteousness in every area of our lives, oh God. May your Holy Spirit just go over our villages, our towns, our cities, our counties, oh God, our nation. May your Holy Spirit go over them. May your abiding angels and your overarching angels have reign, oh God, over the places that we live. Cleanse us afresh and anew, Lord. Help us to understand, Lord. Give our church, our pastors, our leaders, our teachers, our evangelists, all of us who call ourselves by your name, by your disciples, oh God of Jesus. Father, may we not compromise your name. May the church not be a laughing stock to other religions, oh God. May your church not be a laughing stock within our communities. May our nations fear the churches, knowing that we come under the banner Jehovah Nissi. We come under the banner of Lord Sabaoth. We come under your banner, and we are going to fight for the innocent. We are going to fight for the widows. We are going to fight for the orphans. Father, that we can demonstrate pure and undefiled religions as a church, Lord. May our nations be called the nations of God. May our nations stand for righteousness. And Father, as we continue over the next few days and the next couple of weeks, oh God, give us a deeper understanding. Take us to higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God, that those around us may be affected, and to know and to see that we have been with Jesus. Father, we thank you for this forum. We thank you for what you are going to do in the days ahead. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melt. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder, cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. I just want to give glory and honor, and thanks to God today for being a very present help. Oh God, I thank you. Thank God that he is a way maker. I thank him for just being intentional in all that he's done and all that he's doing in our life. I thank God that he has made a way for us to come together to seek him, to pray before him to come and bring our troubles, the troubles of our country, our city, our nations before him. I thank him today, oh God, for making, for sending his son Jesus to open the way, to open the door that we can commune with him, that we can have fellowship with him, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace in a time of trouble, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that he is speedily to help us, that we can come before him in spirit and in truth. We can bring all of our troubles, all of our burdens before him. I thank him, oh, I thank him for Jesus. I thank him for his Holy Spirit. I thank God today for all that he's done, for being mindful of us, for just all that he's doing, for loving us. I thank God today for this resurrection day, that Jesus rose with all authority, that he's given us authority, that we can stand, that we can put on the whole armor of God, that we can just come together in a spirit of unity, seeking him, praying in Jesus' name for all that he has done, for all that we need to do. I just want to give God glory today for being a very present help. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
My heart explodes with praise to you. Now and forever, my heart bows in worship to you, my King and my God. Every day I will lift up my praise to your name, with praises that will last throughout eternity. Lord, you are great and worthy of the highest praise, for there is no end to the discovery of the greatness that surrounds you. Generation after generation will declare more of your greatness and declare more of your glory. Your magnificent splendor and the miracles of your majesty are my constant meditation. Your awe-inspiring acts of power have everyone talking. I'm telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness. Our hearts bubble over as we celebrate the fame of our marvelous beauty, of your marvelous beauty, bringing bliss to our hearts. We shout with ecstatic joy over your breakthrough for us. You're kind and tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it, and very patient with people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river, overflowing its banks with kindness. God, everyone sees your goodness, for your tender love is blended into everything you do. Everything you have made will praise you, fulfilling its purpose, and all your godly lovers will be found bowing before you. They will tell the world of the lavish splendor of your kingdom and preach about your limitless power. They will demonstrate for all to see your miracles of might and reveal the glorious majesty of your kingdom. You are the Lord who reigns over your never-ending kingdom through all the ages of time and eternity. You are faithful to fulfill every promise you've made. You manifest yourself as kindness in all you do. Weak and feeble ones you will sustain. Those bent over with burdens of shame you will lift up. You have captured our attention, and the eyes of all look to you. You give what they hunger for at just the right time. When you open your generous hand, it's full of blessings and satisfying the longings of every living thing. You are fair and righteous in everything you do, and your love is wrapped into all your works. You draw near to those who call out to you, listening closely, especially when their hearts are true. Every one of your godly lovers receive even more than what they've asked for. For you hear what their hearts really long for, and you bring them your saving strength. God, you watch carefully over all your lovers like a bodyguard, but you will destroy the ungodly. I will praise you, Lord. Let everyone everywhere join me in praising the beautiful Lord of holiness from now through eternity. Amen.
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 Father God, you are sovereign. Daniel 4:35. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" Isaiah 43:13. Yes, and from ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? Isaiah 14:27. For the Lord Almighty has purposed, and who can thwart him? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? Psalm 115:3. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. Lord my God, you are in control of all things and rule over all things. You have power and authority above all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. You are sovereign, my Lord, and your throne is above every other throne. Lord, we lift up into your hands our country and our government, our community and our church at this moment. Lord, we have no other place to go but your feet. We worship you and you alone. We trust in you and you alone. Lord, nothing is in a good state like how you made all things good when you created the world. Nothing is perfect. We have all sinned and fallen short of your glory. Father God, we are sorry for the corruption in our government. We are sorry for the persecution of innocent lives in our country. Father God, we are sorry for the times our community have worshipped the creation instead of the Creator. Father God, we are sorry for the times we have not worshipped you in spirit and in truth in our churches. For the times we have become lukewarm in the church. For the times we have focused more on activities rather than you and your word. We surrender everything into your holy hands, Lord. All the mess that we have done in our country and our government, our community and our church.
Lord, your hands are the safest. Lord, we pray, bless our country, our government, our community, and our church. Lord, only you can heal and restore us back. We believe you are still in control and you are still sitting on the throne. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will rise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In the days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior. The Lord, our righteous branch. Jesus, Jesus Christ, you are the one, you are our Savior. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus Christ, our righteous, the righteous branch. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Most High. Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come, the King of all the earth. King of glory, King of kings, Lord of lords, King of nations, King of saints, the Lamb of God, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, light to lighten the Gentiles, the light of mankind, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, Lord holy and true, our God, our guide, our hope of glory, our life, our peace, our redeemer, our salvation, our sanctifier, our savior. Almighty God, you are sovereign, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, eternal and infinite. We come before you and we ask you for our families, for every person here, for their families, our families, for all your church, God, for our communities, for my country, Venezuela, for every nation here represented, for all the nations of the world, for each government of our countries, God. We pray and we say you, may your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us for our sins. As we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Yours is the glory. Yours is the honor. Yours is our praises forever and ever. God, bring salvation. Awake, 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 everyone that come to you and that know you, God. God, the Son of Jesus Christ, is the one who has the ability. It's his ability. That God gave, resurrected him. And He is the one who can bring the true followers to him and give eternal life. And I pray to you, God, that you bring that salvation to all the earth, to every person, to every family, to everyone, to every organization, to every country, to everyone that come to you in repentance. And I pray, God, that you give everyone the faith to believe in you, because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That everyone seek you, God, with all the love, with all the need, knowing and recognizing that you are God, there is no other one. God, your fire be over everyone, Lord. Your seal to everyone to see you and recognize you, that you are the one who descend from heaven to bring salvation to anyone. That the love that we know is not really the love, is the love that you bring. The love is the power of you, the Father, you, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the real love that moves everything, God. It is in your power that everyone can come to you and have a new life here. And I pray, God, that you soft the hearts of everyone and know how amazing is you and your love, God, that you did everything for us, that we come to you in repentance and receive you as our Lord and Savior. That we understand that that is in that love, that this is the only way to live here, loving you and loving others. In this way, having your peace, the peace of God that surpasses our understanding, God. There is not another way to live here on earth but in you. And I pray, God, for you. Thank you. I give thank you, God, because today we are celebrating that resurrection, the resurrection of life and the life. This is you, Lord, the light that bring to the world, the light of the mankind. You are the one, Lord, that we can every day wake up and be happy and be so grateful and full of joy, God, that you are there with us, that we can come to you and ask you what you want to do, and be eager to answer to you and say, let's go, let's do it. Here we are. This I am. Here I am, God, to serve you and to honor you. Everyone has a purpose, as a mission here given by God. And this is our purpose, really, to look for him and to know what is that, and to become that child of God, that savior, the servant of God. We became the servant of God because this is what he has been calling us, to be his servants, and in love accomplish everything, every day, every second of our life. And be open to everyone, be ready to everyone, to show everyone his love, his presence, and how he has been changed our life. But it's because that love, he is love, and he wants to be known for anyone. And we be ready for that. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, and we thank you for that seal that you had been filling us today, that we can diligently accomplish all the things, God, with your supernatural ability to accomplish all the things that we cannot do. And this is for the good of others. Not only, this is not only to accomplish our selfishness, no, Lord, but it's to reach everyone, and that everyone can be able to know you and to rejoice in you as we rejoice in you, Lord. We thank you. We celebrate you. We celebrate the life that we have, and everybody can have that eternal life with you forever and ever. We thank you and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, as I meditated on your holy name, the Lord of righteousness, Jehovah Tzidkenu, this morning, I just am amazed every moment of every day you chose love. Even in your ministry, time of ministry, when you had so much opposition, you walked in perfect love. Mm. Lord of righteousness, it is you who taught me how to trust and walk in faith.
Amen.
Because of your righteousness, your Amen. Holiness, your perfect love. Lord, you've promised in your word that when we repent for the sins of our nations and ask your forgiveness, Lord, that you relent of your punishment and deliver those who call on your holy name and come before you worshiping and praising your holy name. Lord, you are our shepherd, our guardian, our peace, Lord. And we pray this day that as we come before you, that in your gracious goodness, your merciful love for sinners, we as we honor your holy name, we ask that those of us who already know you be restored to your righteousness, and those who do not know you, Lord, may your grace open their hearts and minds to your goodness, and may they come before you to know you as their Lord, their Redeemer, and their Savior, because only your perfect love and righteousness could have brought that amazing resurrection of your own body and of ours. And we praise you and thank you this day in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, let's go into our final song now, and then we will close off. I just want to thank you for joining us today. I pray that this time blessed you and that you will continue to focus on what the Lord has imparted to you, to us through his resurrection. My prayer for you is that the areas of your life that have gone dead would be resuscitated unto life, and that the Lord's miraculous power will be imparted into your physical body, that Jehovah Rapha would impart healing into you in the areas where you need it right now. Praying that Jehovah Rapha would heal your heart if it needs to be healed from any woundedness or brokenness that you may be feeling inside in your soul. That he would impart his grace to your soul to release the things that need to be released so that your bodies can be healed, so that your joy can be restored. Praying that this God of restoration would restore your home. If your home is broken, that there would be restoration coming to your home, to the relationships that need to be restored, that God would be restoring that for you in this hour. If your finances are depleting, I pray that God would restore your finances right now in Jesus' name. That money would show up for you. You don't know where it's coming from, but it would just show up. That things would get paid miraculously because God is able to do that. You don't even need to know where it's coming from, but it will just happen for you. That resurrection would come to your finances. That your hands would be anointed to do new things this season. Things that you never even think you could do. That your mind would be healed and resurrected into new things. That your thoughts would not be reflecting on the past and the old and the broken. But that a grace would be imparted on you to reflect on the new and the future. Think of the future. See, faith is calling forth the things that are not as though they were. And in order for you to have faith, you have to think future. Think about your future in good terms, so that the declarations of your mouth may be ones that are positive and good. Because the words that you speak becomes the life that you live. So may your thoughts be of the future, which is a good future. Because doesn't God say that he gives us a hope and a future? So therefore, the thoughts of your life should be ones that are good, so that your speech will be over your life things that are good. Say what you want to see. Not the past, but the future. Say what you want to see. One day, Lord, grace our minds with restoration. See the beautiful green trees springing up and flowers everywhere. because God is able to do it. It's Resurrection Sunday. So think resurrection and speak forth resurrection of the good things. Not because you deserve it, but because he's God. And he's so gracious, kind, loving, compassionate, and because he has mercy on you, he will do that for you. Because he is God. And he's willing to do it for you. That's why. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for what you have imparted upon us this day. Receive all the goodness that you have for us, Lord, all of it, into our lives, into the lives of our families and friends, into our communities, into our nation, into the government, and into the church of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for the celebration of all that you have done for us, Lord. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
His blood poured out.